It's time for our Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor on the Lucy Ann Lance Show here on 1290 WLBY. The Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor has its showcase of new and remodeled homes and outdoor living. You will be able to visit 17 spectacular homes. It's all coming up June 27th and 28th. That's Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you go to showcaseofhomes.net, you'll be able to log in and see all of the custom and model homes and the remodeled homes and outdoor living spaces before you head out to the tour. Admission is $10, ages 16 and under free. Again, showcaseofhomes.net. And we get a sneak preview today on the Lucy Ann Lance Show from Dexter Builders, which has a beautiful home featured in the upcoming Showcase of New and Remodeled Homes, sponsored by Bragg Ann Arbor. So let's get a chance to find out more about this home. I went online and looked at the realtor.com listing of the home. This is on Stag's Leap, which is over on the west side of Ann Arbor. Is that off of Liberty? That out that
yes,
way?
Yes.
Okay. What I just saw on your pictures on your cell phone, completely different. What you have done is incredible. As we welcome here to 1290 WLBY, Jake Manderfield. He is customer service and marketing for Dexter Builders. How long have you been on board with Dexter Builders now?
About 6 or 7 years now.
And yeah. Tell me a little bit about your background.
So I do the customer service and marketing, social media for Dexter Builders. Answer the phones, schedule the appointments. I work with Bragg. I sit on the board.
Oh, nice.
And
that's
represent
great.
Dexter Builders and a few other community organizations as well.
It's such a marvelous organization, Bragg Ann Arbor, representing your industry. I love it. And what about prior to joining Dexter Builders?
Before Dexter Builders, I worked for a smaller handyman company. And prior to that, a doctor's office doing some administrative work. I graduated from Eastern, moved down here from the Upper Peninsula. That's where I grew up.
Oh, great. What part of the UP?
Hancock.
Oh, sure. Sure. That's great. Well, I'm glad you're down here in the Ann Arbor region.
Me too.
And Jerry Tyrell with us, who is the project manager with Dexter Builders. Tell me about your background, Jerry.
I've been with Dexter, I think, for 8 years now, running kind of whatever kinds of projects come through the door. So a lot of additions, interior remodels, some garages and other larger structures. And before Dexter, my wife and I were in Colorado, originally from Michigan, but we lived in Colorado for a while where I got into sort of building maintenance. And when we moved back to Michigan, I knew someone that worked at Dexter and kind of started out in the field crew for a couple of years and then moved into the office doing project management.
I like that you have that sensibility of building maintenance too, because you really have to understand these homes and how they operate in order to build them as well and to remodel them. So describe this one on Stag's Leap. What was this project like, Jerry?
So this one, it's our show home for the showcase because it kind of does a little bit of everything for us. We did two large additions on it. We did a lot of interior reconfiguring, opening up walls and changing the layout quite a bit. The client, when they bought the property, it didn't have a great flow. It was a nice footprint and a nice location that they really liked just outside of Ann Arbor. But it needed a lot of updating. So we connected an existing garage with a breezeway that kind of became a mudroom area. We reworked a lot of the main floor, including a primary suite, all the bathrooms and the kitchen primarily. For us, it was cool because we do the drawings in-house. So we start with the design work and then all of the carpentry is in-house as well. So from demo to framing to the interior finishes, and then on a lot of the interior finishes, it showcases a lot of our the breadth of our trade partners. So we've got custom cabinets from Dan Young Cabinets locally in Saline. We've got built-ins that we built ourselves, some semi-custom cabinetry that we get from Mill Creek Kitchen and Bath. So it kind of shows off a lot of our talents.
Yeah, it really does. And speaking of that, it's interesting. Dexter Builders has a lot of different tentacles, doesn't it?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, we got Dexter Builders, Dexter Block, Dexter Roof and Siding. Yeah. All of those components come together to basically let us cover every step of any project.
I love Dexter Block. I've used them in the past for beautiful pavers at my home. It's just gorgeous. And they do a spectacular job as
Yes,
so
absolutely.
That's all part of the footprint of Dexter Builders.
Yes.
And where are you located?
So we have our main office is now in Chelsea. We moved down the road for a bigger location 2 years ago now, mm-hmm. I think, two or three
but
years
ago. But started in Dexter. Right?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
And Jeff Brown is the owner?
Yes. Yeah. Jeff Brown is one of the owners of the partnership, and he's the original founder. He was started back in 2000. So we are just celebrating now our 25 years in business as of last year now. But
you know, people have a lot of choices in our community. There are a lot of talented people that do a myriad of work when it comes to homes and remodel, et cetera. What do you think sets apart Dexter Builders, Jake?
I would say the breadth of our work that we can go from foundation to rooftops, kind of in everything in between. Mm-hmm. We like to focus on remodels, renovations, and additions. So, anybody looking to update the home, make, you know, major or minor changes. A lot of our work is done in-house. We're not just a kind of contracting company. We have, you know, crews of masons, carpenters.
And I think if people go online to DexterBuilders.com, they can see your team on there. And it's
absolutely
pretty incredible because, like you said, not every building company has that at their right there in-house.
Yep, absolutely. And so we've got Dexter Builders, Dexter Roof and Siding, and Dexter Block all have their own websites with their team as well as galleries for displays of our work that you can go and take a look at.
Yeah. So, Jerry, I want to hear more about what was put into this home. It's gorgeous. You showed me a photo of, I don't know how many story room that is. It's huge. All white, it looks like. Beautiful windows. Describe this and some of the amenities they put in.
This one's good. It's kind of got like classical details. So it's got nice hardwood floors. The paint scheme is fairly light and bright. It's got all new windows. So it's a good show house for that because it showcases a lot of like style decisions that homeowners sort of typically like. It's not anything wild or crazy or out there, which is nice. I think a lot of our remodeling tends to be kind of like working homes. You know, these aren't like crazy designs for the most part. We want to take the footprint that you've already got, improve it, and make some, you know, make it a nicer space.
And I think that's what's so incredible about this, because as I mentioned, going on realtor.com and seeing, you know, what it looked like before, I'm amazed at how you can see something that's not there yet and how you're able to transform a footprint and make it just more glorious.
Yeah, the in-house, we lean on the in-house designers a lot. That is not my strong suit. Yeah. But I tell our clients that all the time. You know, you don't really want to ask me what colors to go with.
But you've got the talent to do that.
Jeff is really good at it. Our drafter is good at it. And the designers at Mill Creek are great at sort of playing with the space in the kitchen and bathrooms to make sure it's functional and then looks great, too.
Yeah. What are some of the things people are putting into their homes and remodels today?
We're leaning towards a lot more like stained wood accents. So in this house, it's got...
I heard that was coming back. Wow.
It is, yeah. And I like it because for a long time, everything was sort of, you had white and gray. And, you know, we were doing a lot of that. But this one, it's got blue cabinets in the kitchen, which is cool, but like a mid-tone stained wood floor. It's got stained beams in the ceiling and a lot of accents like that, which it gives it some personality a little more than just white and gray.
Yeah, beautiful. Mm-hmm. How long is a project like this when you do a remodel? Was this a whole house remodel?
This was a whole house. Okay. So this was quite a long project. With the additions, it means we're putting foundations in. We did the siding, the roof. So I think from start to finish, this one was pretty close to a year. Mm-hmm. Often we find that when the project gets close to ending and the client is like, they're eager to move in at that point. We usually don't say no, but they almost always move back into the space too soon. Whether in this one they've moved out and they move back in, or sometimes we'll remodel a main floor while the client is living in the basement or upstairs.
And that's okay. You'll work around that.
Yeah, we work around people's schedule quite a bit. It's a little painful for part of the process, but you know, for most people, the budget to rent a second home for the duration of the project just isn't there.
So that just adds to everything.
Yeah, we would rather you spend that money on the value in the house you're going to live in. You know, 6 months of a sort of uncomfortable living in some cases is worth, you know, the decades that you'll be there afterwards.
When people, Jake, go to the showcase of homes, and they see this home, they look at the other homes that are on there, 17 total, and they decide, okay, we're going to go this route. What's the process like at Dexter Builders if someone has a whole house remodel that they are anticipating, or even just a kitchen or whatever it might be? What's the process at Dexter Builders to get started?
Yeah, so the first thing that you'll want to do is give us a call. We have no automated phone systems or anything like that. So you'll talk to most likely me and set up an appointment for one or two of our estimators from our sales team to come out there and meet with you. That usually is within a week. They can come out and meet, take a look at the property, go over the project, you know, the details, what you're looking for. And that usually starts a couple week process of putting together an estimate, depending on the size of the project itself. If it's a smaller project, usually we go straight into a, you know, an estimate that you can sign and get started on rather quickly. Larger projects usually would then go into a design phase. So once we've agreed on the scope of work, everybody's on the same page, we might start drawing actual like architectural plans and get into that phase before we even necessarily get into the contract for the work itself. But that way, if you have a larger project, you can take those plans that we've worked with anywhere. So you can sit on them, wait to do the project, you know, that kind of thing without having to commit to the full scope while still getting started.
Is it important for the client to understand what their budget is first, though?
Absolutely. It's good to make sure that we're all on the same page for the budget so that they know, you know, what the expectations are. I mean, change orders always come up. There's always things that we don't necessarily expect when we get into those. But minimizing that is one of our priorities. And we want to make sure that, you know, what you're expecting is what you end up getting.
And did you come across anything that surprised you along the way with this build?
Nothing too surprising, because we were kind of going so deep on the house that we have some before photos that we'll show at the actual showcase. But we removed like the entire second story of the garage and rebuilt it. So anytime we get to rebuild new, we can control some of the risk of finding something weird in the walls.
Because you were going to be taking it out anyway.
We're going to be replacing it anyway. Exactly.
That's great. Yeah. You can tour these beautiful homes June 27th and 28th, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mark your calendar. Go to showcaseofhomes.net and you can see what we've been talking about here. This is one of the remodeled homes on the tour. There are also new homes. There are outdoor living spaces. And this one is home number 15 by Dexter Builders. It's 1109 Stags Leap on Ann Arbor's west side. So this increased the overall footprint of the home, I imagine.
It did, yeah. I don't know the exact numbers, but we added an addition that is the dining room right off the kitchen, and we connected what was an existing garage with a new breezeway. It was just an outdoor walkway before.
How important was it to observe the landscape when you're deciding what you're going to make this home look like?
I think that's the first thing we look at. Where does it make sense to increase the footprint? Where doesn't it? And in the city of Ann Arbor, we run into lot lines quite often. So we're working within the setbacks that you might already have. So we're familiar with that process. It comes up a lot. This one was nice because it's on a larger plot. So we could have expanded almost any direction we wanted, but we wanted to make sure that the space within, you know, on the inside made sense too. So
that's great.
Yeah.
And now they're enjoying their beautiful home.
Yep, they are. Yep.
And they're going to be showing it off for this big showcase of homes. We're talking to Jerry Tyrell, who's the project manager on this one. Jake Manderfield, customer service and marketing. They're with Dexter Builders. What's next for your company, Jake?
I think just moving forward with, you know, more new big projects, making sure that we're keeping old customers happy and new clients happy. And I don't think any major changes on, I think getting through our new warehouse was a big step for us, our new location. So I think right now we're just kind of starting to fill in that space. And
when did you move into the Chelsea area?
Like I said, I think we officially moved in 22 or 23.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We're finalized moving in 23, certainly.
Right.
Finally got everybody down there from our previous location on Jackson Road.
And now you're on, is it Lewick? Is that how you
yes,
say it?
Yes. Lewick Road. Drive okay. on in Chelsea.
Okay.
Yep. Kind of just parallel to 94. So if you're driving down 94, you can keep an eye out for our building. We've got a nice big lit up sign on the side of the building there. So
that's great. Well, I last saw co-owner Jeff Brown at the big summer picnic that happens out at German Park, mm-hmm. and you guys were one of the sponsors of that.
Yes.
And so all the beer glasses had the emblem of Dexter Builders. I still have mine. I just came across it the other day.
We've got a few in the kitchen as well.
Exactly. So give my regards to him. But 25 years old now, that company, right?
Yep, 26.
26,
yep.
Okay, great. Well, congratulations. And this is just a beautiful remodel that you've done, a whole house remodel on Ann Arbor's west side that is going to be previewed at the Showcase of Homes. And I hope our listeners get out there and check it out. They'll be able to actually talk with you guys.
Right? Yeah, and take a look at our Facebook. We'll have those photos up shortly.
Okay.
Take a look at what we've done before you even get out there.
All right. Sneak peek. Looking forward to seeing more then, because it's gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you, gentlemen. Nice talking with you today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Visit showcaseofhomes.net for more information about the Showcase of New and Remodeled Homes, and go to dexterbuilders.com for details about that company. Our thanks again to Jerry Tyrell and Jake Manderfield from Dexter Builders. You're listening to the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.